From NPR News in Washington, I'm Chase Stevens. White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to work out a compromise on extending Bush-era tax cuts. There's been some talk of progress, but Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says Republicans are insistent on a couple of matters.
Extending the tax cuts for everybody indefinitely, and then they had another one for 5 years with one year in the 5 years unemployment compensation paid for out of a fund that probably doesn't exist.
And Democrats don't want to extend tax cuts for households making over $250,000 a year. Any compromise measure is expected to include another extension of benefits for the long-term unemployed whose checks are running out. Congress has sent the president an emergency spending bill to keep the government in business after midnight. The measure would give congressional negotiators 2 more weeks to try to pass a bill funding the government for the rest of the current fiscal year. Senator Dianne Feinstein says former hacker Julian Assange should face espionage charges for posting classified documents on his site WikiLeaks. Feinstein says she and Republican Senator Kit Bond are calling on Attorney General Eric Holder to take action.
It's theft of very important data, essentially. So we believe it fits the terms of the espionage statute and that they should move ahead and prosecute.
Assange recently posted embarrassing diplomatic cables, a move U.S. officials say damages America and its allies. He is wanted on rape charges in Sweden and is believed to be hiding in England. Another problem for Assange could be obtaining a new site for leaking classified information. The domain provider has canceled WikiLeaks' internet address. Congress is taking steps to improve and expand school lunches for the poor. NPR's Pam Fessler says the new child nutrition bill has been a priority for the Obama administration.
The Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act would make it easier for low-income children to qualify for free or reduced-price meals at school. It's also intended to eliminate junk food and to improve the quality of meals served to all students by encouraging more fruits and vegetables. House Republicans complained about the $4.5 billion price tag and new federal mandates in the bill and tried to block passage. But California Democrat George Miller said the bill was too important to children to let it die.
This House has an alternative. We can vote to pass the child nutrition bill, and we can send it to the President of the United States today. And then they will be assured that those school lunches that are healthier, that are safer, will be there.
The House approved the bill largely along party lines. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Relief could be a few more hours away for motorists stranded on the New York Thruway. The span is shut down for at least a mile in both directions for cleanup from a massive snowstorm. The backup on Interstate 90 began Thursday morning after a truck jackknifed. This is NPR News. New York Democrat Charles Rangel says he is at peace with himself after his House colleagues voted overwhelmingly to censure him. Rangel insists he did not intentionally violate ethics rules. He was convicted of 11 counts of ethics violations, including failure to pay some taxes and improper fundraising for a college center bearing his name. Rangel says his House trial was political. Some lawmakers who sided with the 20-term congressman say a reprimand would have been more appropriate than censure. Ivory Coast has sealed its borders after its electoral commission declared opposition leader Alassane Ouattara the winner of Sunday's presidential runoff. But NPR's Ophabia Quistarkton says the controversial announcement came after the ruling party spent days blocking commission members from announcing the results.
There has been utter confusion over the past 3 days, with the election commission failing to publish the results of the presidential vote by Wednesday night's mandatory deadline. Now the commission chairman, Yusuf Bagayoko, has announced that opposition candidate Alassane Ouattara won 54% of the vote. President Laurent Gbagbo scored 46%. However, the declaration came not at the commission's premises, but at the same hotel in Abidjan where Ouattara has his campaign headquarters, with tight security provided by UN peacekeepers for Bagayoko. Contradictory statements from the Commission and the Constitutional Council look like a prelude to a divisive tug of war about the outcome of the election. Ophabia Quistarkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Asian stocks closed mixed today amid concerns about the economy in Europe. Shares are higher in Tokyo, but down in Shanghai and Hong Kong. This is NPR News.